of the lesser-known attractions offered every year at the Indiana State Fair lets visitors take a free trolley ride, get an architecture lesson, and travel back in time through the fair's 158-year history. Paul D. Bolden, architectural historian with the Department of Natural Resources, came up with the idea for the State Fair architectural tour and started it in 1998.
We thought, if we can teach people about preservation and history at the fairgrounds, we can probably do it anywhere.
As the tour gets started, Dave Duval, DNR historical architect and co-tour guide, provides some background on the fair's beginnings.
The first fair was in 1852, and the 150th fair was in 2006. Now, if you do your quick math, you'll find that that doesn't really quite work.
That's because there were a few years when there was no fair. During the Civil War, World War II, and the Spanish-American War, when many structures were used to house supplies or even soldiers. The first fair was held in Military Park in downtown Indianapolis. It jumped around to a number of other cities before landing in the Heron-Morton neighborhood and then moving to its present location in 1892. Diebold says the oldest structures are likely the horse or speed barns that line Fall Creek Road.
Some of these buildings may actually have been moved from the Heron-Morton site, and with much remodeling over the years, maybe one or two of these buildings are left from that campaign.
A number of other historic buildings were erected in the late 30s with money from FDR's New Deal. Most were projects for the WPA, or Works Progress Administration, but the Art Deco-styled Coliseum was built with PWA, Public Works Administration money, employing more skilled workers. Passing the Midway, Diebold explains that the current fair site was chosen in part because of its location between the Nickel Plate and Monon Rails. He likes to think of generations of fairgoers arriving that way.
You can kind of imagine if you were a child arriving from northern Indiana on the Monon, and you're arriving at night in a Pullman car, the first thing you're going to see are all these incredible lights of the Midway.
Diebold says even when the fair ends, his day job allows him to uncover new historical nuggets to add to the tour.
I like helping people discover history that's important that's in plain sight. I think the fairgrounds is a great place to do that.
There's still time to get on board the Heritage Tour this year. The tour leaves the DNR building at 11 a.m. on the 14th, 15th, and 16th. First come, first served. For WFYI News, I'm Jill Sheridan.